Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
After kids sing tonight, we're going to have a report on the Philippines and the work we did there. Benjamin Anderson is going to give a slide series. I haven't seen it. I assume no responsibility. Noah's going to speak after that. I haven't heard him. I assume no responsibility. Troy comes next. I haven't heard him. I assume no responsibility. James speaks next. I assume no responsibility except for the invitation, which I will extend.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure to be back, and just want to say thank you for all the support that you've shown us as we've come back. And right now, we're going to walk through the slide presentation that I prepared. Paul did threaten to cut me off at 35 minutes, so, you know, there were about, let me go and take this off, be sitting down over here. There were about 600 pictures in the Google folder. We'll work through one by one. I trimmed it down a little bit, but there was a lot that happened on this trip. It was, I can only describe it as a blur. And so if I've missed anything or not gone into as much detail about something, that was not on purpose. It was just me trying to condense down a lot of information into a relatively short presentation for you guys. So here it is, the Philippines Mission Report. And I've broken this up just by the time that things happened in. So from Tuesday to Thursday was us traveling to the Philippines from various places. We had people coming from all over the United States and Canada. So we really were leaving from everywhere. These are some of the people that joined us on the mission trip. I'll just work through them from left to right. On the very left there is Shane Fisher and his wife Emily. In the middle is Bill Rayburn. The proud Alabamian is Jim. He let everyone know his football allegiances everywhere we went. He was very proud. Standing next to Jim is David. And then on the far right is Derek, who is taking over for Bill when that time comes. This is us in the hotel. It was a very nice hotel. Bill really set us up there. We had just arrived in Manila, and we are about to set out for the ACU campus. This was some of the scenery along the way. It was very, very beautiful out there. You'll notice some of those clouds. Those kind of play a major role later on. We'll get to that in a little bit. But yes, the scenery was just incredible out there. It was so awesome to see. This was the campus. This was a picture from the campus at ACU. Again, very, very beautiful. It was so awesome to stay there. They were such great hosts for us. The rooms were really nice. Again, it was just, it was incredible for us to be there. Some more pictures from the campus. This is the dining hall. This is kind of, you know, they worship in here. They eat in here. This is, they do a lot in here, and it's very nice. Here's a picture from the inside. This is where we ate most of our meals. And again, shout out to the people taking care of us there, because the food was incredible. They took such good care of us food wise and room wise, and we really were well taken care of. This was the girls from the girls' home. They're not standing in front of the current girls' home, but I threw that picture in there just to say this is Noah presenting a Devo, and they were gracious enough to listen to him. That was really cool, and it was really good to go encourage them, because they definitely encouraged us. Then Friday, we had the fire in the baccalaureate. This is a little self-explanatory, because it was a real fire in the girls' dorm. No one was hurt. Everyone was okay, but there was a lot of damage done. We had woken up that morning, and Bill told us that there had been a fire, and this was the damage that... that it happens. I believe when Bill comes next week, he will tell us how we can best help with that circumstance out there. This was a meeting that we also had on Friday. I only throw this in there just to show how incredibly tired we all were. You can see we're all very tired, very exhausted, 1,000-yard stairs, big time. But, you know, just recovering from that jet lag. This is a picture from the campus. You'll notice that the water level is there. It's noticeable. That's going to play, again, like the clouds, a role later on that you'll see. This was us before the Baccarat, excuse me. They gave us these beautiful barongs to wear. The Filipinos look a lot better in them than we do, but it was very... it was very nice of them, and it was so cool to be part of that culture and get to experience the Baccarat. Here's some pictures from that. You can see the graduates on the front row, and I think a few of them are on the second row on the far right. Bill spoke at the Baccarat. It was very good, very encouraging. Again, here's a picture of all the graduates and the faculty behind them. And here is the boys in the boys' home, and I was able to give a devo for them. And again, just super encouraging. They really encouraged me, and I hope that I was able to pass a little bit of that encouragement back to them. Then on Saturday, we had the ACU graduation, and that was so cool to be a part of. You'll see James Andrews was the speaker, Sir James Andrews there. Here are all the graduates again. Yeah, there is the faculty sitting up on top of the steps. Sir Junis spoke. He's the president at ACU there. Bill spoke again, and of course James spoke, along with Marlon, one of the alumni, speaking, and he had some really encouraging things to say as well. Just whispered in my ear. Marlon was a graduate as well, so Marlon spoke to his graduate class. Well, he's an alumni now, so. Very good. All right. So here is, here's the faculty. Here's the faculty and the graduating class. And then this is, I threw this picture in there because I didn't include too many group photos. We just didn't have time. And there were quite a few. So this is the entire group. The people that we have added standing next to Peggy are Ellis and his mom and dad. They were the primary doctors and surgeons on this medical mission. So we added them, and they flew in from Canada. So they came, they had a little shorter flight than we did, but this is all of us all together. On Sunday, we were all sent out to different churches and for worship to help, you know, preach and speak there. And we also had a mission meeting that night. This was the worship at ACU that they had that was done by the boys there. And then this was Derek speaking at that congregation. And this is Peggy and Kim. They helped teach the youth class, the kids classes there. And Landon, here's Landon speaking. And then the church that Landon spoke to. And then this was one of the churches that Noah and I got to go to, and honestly, it was such an incredible experience. The room that we were in couldn't have been any bigger than you know, your bedroom back home or even a closet. It was very tiny, and it was honestly incredible to see them fit all those people in, and just the dedication that these people have was mind-boggling. Here was the second church that Noah and I went to. Again, it's a little bigger. It was. You know, they have a lot of fans in there, and because there's a lot of people, but Noah spoke at this one, and it was honestly, again, so encouraging to see all these people come, and the guy taking the picture there is Marcellus. He was our driver, Marson, he was our driver, and he did such a good job, and he was kind of the do-it-all guy there. He led singing, he's the driver, he coordinated the mission meeting. Marson is the do-it-all guy there. Here he is, and here is us preparing for the mission meeting and what's going to happen, the prep on Monday, and then the actual medical/mission meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. Here is all of our assignments and who we were assigned with. You'll see my name on the bottom there. That is in rank of importance. I would need to give a huge shout-out to my translator, Arvin. If you've heard me speak for any amount of time, you know that translating for me must be difficult. And I, from the amount he was speaking, it was. So, but he was so awesome. He helped make things super easy for me during the studies. And I believe I've got some pictures of him in later. Just wanted to shout Arvin out. So Monday, we had the medical mission prep. And this is broken down into very important steps. Like step one is transporting all the medical equipment to the site, which you'll see in a little bit. I was not really involved in this step. Benjamin and fragile medical mission equipment don't really mix, so they decided to keep those separate, which I thought was a good idea. Second step is have a pizza party for everybody. This is to boost morale for everyone, the kids, the faculty, the graduates and alumni, and for us as well. And then all the kids came and sang for us, and that was honestly incredible. They have such great voices. They all sing out, and there's really no way to describe it. Unfortunately, time is not going to allow me to play a video of it, but it was awesome to hear them sing, and they put us all to shame. This was James and Peggy. This is step four. This was them doing their role play that they did for us, just simulating what a study looks like. And honestly, they were such a great help to those to Landon, Noah, Troy, everyone who hadn't done a Bible study before. This was such a good help to really see it and know what we were about to get into. All right. So on Tuesday and Wednesday, these were the big days. We had the medical mission. Here was that sign. Obviously, you can see the Church of Christ with Asian Christian University, and they had medical, dental, and obviously evangelistic mission stuff. There was a lot. There was a lot going on. This was where we had it in. It was like a large gymnasium. It was outdoors. Thankfully, it had been raining a bunch, which again we'll get to later, and it kept everything pretty cool. You know, there's you see all the chairs in the waiting areas. And then this is the nurse's station. So people would sit and go to the nurse's station, and they would assign them to either the doctors or the dentists. And if the people needed minor surgery, they would take care of that as well, make sure that they got to the right spot. If you look really close, you can see, I think, Landon and myself standing in the back left corner. That's where some of the studies were happening. They happened along the edges by the bleachers of this gymnasium. This was back by the... This was back in the room where they did the procedures and stuff. I never went back here because, again, I don't mix with sensitive medical equipment. So I actually didn't see this until I was putting this presentation together. This was a tent, and it's relevant because a lot of the students actually ended up sleeping with the medical equipment because they don't want to risk something happening to it or it getting stolen. So the students were sleeping out there with his stuff, and I just thought that was a good reminder for us all of this, their dedication to help put on things like this. And then, of course, the Bible studies. We had a lot of Bible studies. Honestly, they were incredibly life-changing, and they were just something that you can only experience by really, really doing it. And then, thankfully, praise God, some of those studies were led to baptisms. And so at the end of the day, after we had kind of finished doing all the studies and all the medical stuff, they had a short devotional, and Landon, myself, and Noah, they let us help out in those. And then at the end of the second day, they awarded us all certificates for the effort that we put in. It was a little funny, but it was very sweet of them. Here is everyone that helped. You know, it's hard to see everyone's faces because there just are so many people that helped put this on. All the Filipinos there worked so hard. Everyone who participated worked so hard, and it was just a joy to see. We were trying to plant a congregation, and you're going to see in a little bit, we ended up worshiping at that congregation on Sunday, and it was just an incredible experience getting to help evangelize and just help people there. So this is all the rain. This is what it ended up being. The flooding there was really bad. Getting from ACU to where we were doing the medical mission in Tarlac takes about 2 hours. Due to the flooding, it took about 5 hours to get there. And it was, I didn't include those pictures, but there was a lot of sleeping on the way there and on the way back. But you can see here, I mean, the flooding was really bad. I believe two typhoons came through while we were there. I mean, you can, if you look at the picture on the left, the bike is like half the tire is underwater. Here's more pictures. There was one victim that we saw, the poor Cebu stranded there. Everyone got there safely and got back safely. So that was very good. Thursday through Saturday, I do not have a lot of pictures here because we were scattered everywhere. We were focused on doing follow-up studies with the people that we had scheduled them with. For instance, if someone couldn't complete a study while they were there at the medical mission, we would try to grab their information and do follow-up studies, and we went everywhere. And I can only really speak for myself because we didn't go as one big group. We went out in, you know, little groups. For instance, this is, I thought this picture summed it up really well. This is Derek and his one of the preaching students in someone's home. And then this was myself, and Arvin is on the far right there. And this was him and I just looking around for people that we had studied with. And it was honestly a crazy experience just walking the streets of Tarlac and trying to find people that we had studied the Bible with. So Sunday, we got to worship at the church in Capus Tarlac, and this was the church that we planted. It was such a blessing to be able to worship with them, to be able to worship with them again. Sir Junus spoke, and that was really good. These are the new members that we evangelized. The man on the top left, he was, if you paid close attention, you saw him being baptized. This is him and I believe his wife being presented with Bibles there, and that was really cool to see. And then this is all of us in front of the church at Tarlac. This is why we went on the mission trip. This is why you sent us to plant churches there, and that is what we were able to do. We were able to baptize. We were able to teach. We were able to plant a church there. Of course, I remember I finished a study, and we were going to be baptizing two women. And, you know, I looked at Arvin, I was like, Arvin, we were able to do it, you know, and he's like, you know, yeah, we did. And then he pointed out, you know, God really did it. And I was like, absolutely. God really gave us all the increase. So, yeah, that is the mission report. Again, it was short and sweet. I can only describe it again as a blur. There was a lot that happened, but that's kind of the overview. That's kind of how our days went there. And thank you all. You've all been very kind to listen.
I'm just going to talk for a brief moment. Each one of us are to present just a little bit about our mission, nothing too long. Troy's going to get up after me and talk for a little bit, and then we're going to do worship, and then James will give a short invitation. But I wanted to just briefly talk about, after all that was broken down, about my personal experience and then what it means for each of you here. It was an unbelievable experience. Those of you who have gone or have gone on mission trips like this know how eye-opening it is to be thousands of miles away from your home, and you realize, hey, this is what Jesus said when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. This is what we're doing right here. This is why we were called. This is the whole mission that we as Christians have, right? And we're doing it. Thankfully, I was blessed. Y'all blessed me with the opportunity to do it thousands of miles away from home. And honestly, I cannot thank y'all enough for that opportunity. It was kind of funny looking at the slides, and it looks like the Americans went there and the Americans did all the work, and I'm going to tell you right now that's absolutely not true. The students at ACU, the faculty at ACU, all of those people did all the work so that we could simply participate. They value our participation so much, they really just want you there. They want you involved, but they're willing to go out and wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go get vans for us to be able to drive through floodwaters to be at this medical mission. They're willing to stay overnight at this rainy gymnasium so that they can guard that equipment to make sure we have things that we can offer people so we can save those souls. Those students made this mission possible. Those students are what allowed us to present the gospel to those people. I cannot tell you what an amazing feeling it is not working all week with those people, and then at the end of that week, getting to worship at a church that we had established in Capus and Tarlac. It was amazing. We were So like Bishop said, we had to do follow-up Bible studies with people we baptized. So fortunately enough, I was able to study with and baptize a 17-year-old girl. She had come up. She was actually very interested in meeting Americans. And I told her, I was like, hey, you can have a picture, but we got to study first. So we did our Bible study, and thankfully she believed in the gospel. She wanted to be saved. So we baptized her. And then the next day, I was like, hey, now we got to find her. So we're just walking, me and my translator and two Americans and then one other guy. And we're just walking through a road in the middle of the Philippines with rice fields on either side of us. There's dogs walking beside us, you know, wild dogs. And we come up and we start walking to this girl's house, and it is literally a shack. Like the room we were in, I could touch both walls with my hands. There are kittens at our feet. There is one fan in the corner. And I mean, like, six people live there. And it just shows these people don't have anything, and we have so much. And I got to be the person who got to tell this girl, the 17-year-old girl that I baptized, I know you don't have a lot right now, but one day we're going to have the exact same thing in heaven. We're all going to be together in heaven, and we'll all have so much more together. And I got to be the person who gave that girl hope of a better life. We got to be the people who gave those Filipinos who don't have anything hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity. I want to thank y'all for all the support that you give to ACU. And I just want you to know that support that we give them is not in vain. That means that souls who don't have a hope of anything get to experience eternal life with Jesus Christ. And I want you all to remember that as we go forward. Thank you so much for allowing me to go and talk to you tonight.
Well, those two presented that very well. I wish I would have went first. So that was a very good explanation. For me personally, and I know some of those also, this was my first time for a mission trip overseas, a commercial flight. Go long, first time. So it was a very good experience. In a way, difficult to explain without seeing it for yourself. When we arrived at campus, we were welcomed very humbly and warm welcoming. And that was greatly appreciated. And in a way, I kind of expected that. But as you watched, as the days went on, you noticed that didn't change. They were always very helpful, respectable, and welcoming for us to be there. Being there also for me, as Noah kind of mentioned, that, you know, it was very good for us to be there to help and be support. But in my eyes, actually, they were the example. Learned a lot. Learned a lot about myself, things to work on. Just very grateful. And as even outside of the campus, when you encountered, I guess you would say, strangers, it was the same. They were very welcoming. Even if you couldn't understand each other, you know, they would understand a wave or a thumbs up. You wasn't ignored, especially the children. Everywhere you encounter them, they act like they've known you. You would just come running up to you. The Bible studies were a very good experience. I know there was a language barrier, and that included with the interpreters as well. Kind of growing pains, I guess. But it was, as Noah said, we were very blessed to be there. Personally, on all our behalf, I want to thank the elders for allowing this to go on and to thank them for allowing us to be a part of it. And especially I'd like to thank the whole congregation for your support and help, contribution to make these trips possible. Do want to share a little information of some results for the mission campaign. This includes both days. There was 247 served medical and dental care, 74 Bible studies, 21 baptisms, and two of those were follow-ups after that, so a total of 23 baptisms. I don't have the number of follow-up Bible studies, so we're not for sure, you know, if that'll grow, I'm sure, because even as the picture shown for the congregation that was established, there was only two that came, so I know there's a lot more that needed to be followed up with. But that's it. I just want to thank everyone again very much.
Those were good reports. I'll take responsibility for them. A few months ago, Missions Committee appealed to the eldership that we take a team of men and women to Philippines. The eldership said go. They did ask one question, though. What do you plan to accomplish? We plan to bring souls to Christ. And we plan to strengthen the West Huntsville Church. You think we have. I think we have. We have some people here that have never been out of the country, never done this kind of work at all, and they have really, really been strengthened. I looked at Peggy Coulter. Peggy has been out of the country a number of times. She's been on campaigns in Jamaica, Barbados, Donetsk. She knew what she was doing. I wanted her to go. She's worked with me in open Bible study, training men and women to use an open Bible study that we applied down there. Seldom used in the church, regrettably, and it is very, very workable. It is where the teacher is not the teacher. The teacher only brings God's word to the student and says, read it and tell me what it means. As I did this morning, you heard it. Peggy could do that because she served as a worker for me, as I have converted her on a number of occasions, even here at West Huntsville, to the gospel of Christ. She's a Christian a number of times. Kim Meacham, I didn't know, but Kim is a world traveler. She is an extrovert. She's not afraid of anything. She did a super job. She never used OBS. She really liked it. And then these four others, Landon is not here, but they have really, really excelled. Troy, Noah, Benjamin, I still can't tell them apart. When you got one of them around and you call Noah, Benjamin answers if it's Benjamin. So they're all right. Doesn't matter. I really got to know these guys. Landon, I'll take them anywhere with me that I go because they were really, really good. Since 1980, I've been directing campaigns in various places, primarily on the Caribbean countries, and I have taken many students from Auburn University to Caribbean. They've done a good job, by the way. Love it. We had medical group here from Canada that I had no part of directing, but they were helpful in our work, very helpful. We met in a large open shed. As you saw, concrete floor, it was dry, it was as cool as possible. It was big, and it was wonderful. Each of us had a translator. I had Kim sitting over here on my side, had Peggy over here, far enough not to bother me, but close enough that I could hear what was going on. They both did a fabulous job. Peggy came to me and said, we're having a baptism, want to go? I said, sure. and Kim herself did a very, very good job. I have a short report here on the work of the women in this campaign. I want to read it for you. It will generate questions. Some of you ladies might have questions for Peggy and Kim, but it's a good report. Kim Meach and Peggy Coulter put their heads together in preparation for teaching children's classes, ladies' classes, after a last-minute challenge from the leader, Bill Rayburn, to expect the unexpected. They were already prepared to teach personal Bible studies with women, thanks to the intense role play instruction in West Huntsville from James Andrews. You don't know it, but we met here at this building on Sunday afternoon for 3 hours on several Sunday afternoons to learn how to do this. And I want to tell you, I walked in late one time, and I found two of the students engaged in a discussion. One was holding to the truth, one was holding to error, and I sat there with my mouth open because it was a fabulous thing, wonderful thing that was going on. And I said, this team has it. I have nothing to be afraid of. Upon arrival, these women placed their Bibles on the table, gathered scissors, markers, and tapes, went to work on making visuals for 6 lessons, as well as preparing for opportunities to teach ladies. They did not have specific assignments. You don't have specific assignments there. I have often gone to a church with Sir Junius. Mangalden is the name of the church, about 100, 150 people. We'll be walking into the auditorium. It's time to start. He'll say, oh, by the way, Sir James, you're preaching today. Thank you, sir. I can do that. But on Sunday afternoon, after the regular services at the Mangalden Church, there's a church out in the country, about 6 people. What happened was the Mangalden Church was doing door-to-door work and found a woman who was an invalid. They baptized her and her husband. They move her each Sunday out on a bed out into a shed, and they have converted another family, and there's a small church that exists there. What a wonderful thing. And these two women we had down there, Peggy and Kim, went out there with us and taught a children's class as we had worship. On Sunday afternoon, here it is, at the Mangalden Church plant, 10 children were assembled waiting for teaching. 3 young women were there, singing with them, and they welcomed Peggy and Kim. They taught 2 lessons, the 10 virgins, the loaves and fishes. How those children love to sing, and they do. Each one had a lollipop. As we departed, somehow, Kim and Peggy took time to assemble countless appreciation bags containing both spiritual and physical treats. These were privately awarded to each graduate. Several of the ACU staff, medical team staff, each boy and girl in orphans' homes. There are 2 orphans' homes on the campus, one for the girls, one for the boys. 2 women visited both dorms with treats and gifts for the dorm parents as well as the kids. At the girls' dorms, they presented a lesson on the church. They taught them our version of if you're happy and you know it, ending in amen. They pointed out that amen brings a smile when you make a photograph better than saying cheese. They certainly caught on like wildfire, and we heard it often as we were posing for pictures. Both Peggy and Kim had personal Bible studies with women during the campaign, which resulted in 3 baptisms. Landon ended one of our sessions at the gymnasium as an afternoon speaker. And I never will forget, he's 17 years of age. It rained so hard, you could hardly hear him. Landon didn't make a single excuse. I told him when it was over, I said, if that had been a lot of seasoned preachers, they'd have gotten up there and said, I don't know why this rain's coming down so much. You can't hear what I say. No excuses. He kept on preaching, and we heard him. Great, great man he is. I remember the nights that Benjamin and then Enoch in a later time gave devotionals for the orphans on campus. I asked one of them, do you know what you look like when you're standing up there giving a devotional? Well, they didn't, of course. I said, you look like a giant. Those little children, small anyway when they're grown, but small. And then these big old Huntsville boys get up there that just dominate the whole room, and I loved it. Either way, these men are always ready for a song and a prayer, a lesson, whatever the case may be, and I can't tell you how much I grew to appreciate three men of this congregation, three young men of this congregation, in a way that you won't believe. I'd take them anywhere with me anytime, and Troy was the essence of wonderful. Thank you, sir. I couldn't hear what was going on across the shed where Troy was, but in his conversations, there were three people baptized. Wonderful. How did it work? Better than expected. I'm delighted. Bill Rayburn is delighted. Sir Julius is delighted. Everyone was happy. And next Sunday night at this time, Brother Bill Rayburn will be here to present other slides and summarize the meeting, the campaign for you. Demar, where is he? We missed you. Demar is an integral part of this work. He is the chancellor of that university. Much of the success of the school lies with him, without a doubt. You don't know Demar. I know Demar. He's done a magnificent job and continues to do a magnificent job with his dear wife, Dixie, by his side. And Big John, they're all with him. So that ends our report. It's brief. I hope you got it. And I'm sure that Bill Rayburn will present good things for you when he comes next Sunday night. As already stated, the elders simply said, "What are you going to do in the Philippines?" And when we told them, they said, "Go. Get the job done. Bring souls to Christ. Strengthen the West Huntsville team." And then, we didn't say this, but teach the Filipinos how to do their work better. We were in Manila a week ago, eating in a mall there. And across the way, there was a young businessman. Sir Junis said, "We have a brother over here we need to meet." Well, I went down into the mall a little way. I didn't go directly over there. The rest of the team did. But I went in there, and they were talking to a young man. And one of the team members said, "James, this is Marlino." And he walked up to me, and he said, "I've seen you on television." I said, "Yes, I suppose." He said, "Do you know Phil Sanders on In Search of the Lord's Way?" I said, "I do." He said, "Phil Sanders taught me the gospel. I obeyed the gospel because of him." And I thought immediately, West Huntsville supports him. He said, "I was introduced to Phil Sanders by a student at Asian Christian University." Can you believe that? And I said, "West Huntsville supports three Christians at Asian Christian University. And we have a man here that didn't know the church, didn't care about the church, until he heard it from a friend of Asian Christian University. You need to see this program." I did. I loved Phil. I obeyed the gospel. Converted to Christ. 8,500 miles due west of here. Can you believe it? The gospel moves in mysterious ways. God is the mover. He gets the job done through us. Maybe that there's someone here tonight that's not a Christian, that wants to be. You may come tonight believing that Jesus Christ is God's Son. You can do that right here at West Huntsville. Repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, "I believe that He is the Son of God," and be immersed in baptism for the remission of your sins. Or there may be someone here who's done that but walked away, or slipped away, or floated away. Whatever the case may be, you're away. Come back. Come back and join the team, God's team. Save your own soul through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we can assist you. Please come as we stand together and sing.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.